So in life, there's people that we just don't like for whatever reason. Sometimes it's people that have done things to us. Sometimes it's people that we've heard things about that we may not necessarily not like them, but we already have a sort of preconceived notion about them. You know, some people may have just have an opinion that we don't necessarily care for, so that makes us feel a way towards them. And, you know, it's natural. It happens. But I think a lot of times in life, it's important that we take a step back and sort of just rescan the relationships that we have, because I think, of course, there are people who you have a problem with where the reasoning behind it is justified. And of course, you should take steps to resolve it if possible. But I also think there are times where there's people you have a problem with and you really shouldn't have a problem with that person. And one of the things that really makes me think about this is there was a part in the Last Dance documentary where Michael Jordan was pretty much talking about his relationship with Tony Kukoc. And pretty much, for those of you not familiar with basketball, not that I am, I've just seen a documentary, but Tony Kukoc was this player who I guess was playing ball overseas. And at the time, whoever, I think the like special advisor or manager, whoever, of the Bulls was having an issue. The team didn't really care for him, whatever. So he, like, I guess wanted to get this Tony Kukoc guy and bring him overseas and sort of like make him the head of the Bulls, you know what I'm saying? Just like take pretty much in his mind, he would be taking Michael Jordan's position. So he was pretty much treating Tony Kukoc and just like talking about him in interviews and all of this as he's going to be this guy who's going to come over from overseas and just like lead the Bulls into this new chapter, totally just like ignoring Michael Jordan and all of this. And of course, you know, Michael Jordan and them started just like dissing the guy, you know what I'm saying? So they wasn't showing him no love when they played him overseas. They totally like tag teamed him. Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman just like bodied him in the Olympics, just like they were dogging him. And pretty much, long story long, Michael Jordan was pretty much saying like, yo, like, I never really had a problem with this guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't do anything to me. I didn't know him. I only knew him through the Jerry, whatever the guy, the dude's name was. I only knew him through him presenting him to us in this way. You know what I'm saying? We met him through hearing this guy say, oh, he's going to come over here and save the Bulls. He's the new face of, you know, Chicago or whatever the case may be. And, you know, how it sort of tainted their view of him and it tainted their relationship with him. And I think later on in time, you know, things sort of got resolved and fizzled out or whatever. But I think sometimes that happens with us in our lives when we meet certain people. I think sometimes who we meet people through can sometimes taint our relationship with that person. You know what I'm saying? And again, sometimes the issue that we have with that person, again, it's not even with that person, honestly. It's just like a transfer of distaste from the person that introduced us to him. And sometimes in that moment, we may have an issue with that person or how they presented them to us. And I think that's really the nuanced part of this. It's like sometimes you may meet someone through someone you don't like or don't care for. So again, sometimes that naturally is just like, yo, I'm already suspicious or have somewhat of a distaste in my mouth for this person. So I'm already looking at anyone that they bring to me a little bit suspicious. Just like, eh, I don't know. I don't care for them. So you hang out with them. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing I've learned in my life. It's just like, you got to be careful of that. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, that's what I'm saying. You have to be careful of it because you can meet some really great people in your life and miss out on the opportunity to, you know, have that relationship because you're tainting it with the person that you met them through. You know what I'm saying? And again, sometimes it's not even a negative relationship. Sometimes the way in this case with Michael Jordan, it's like, well, sort of not in this case, but sometimes the person that you meet someone through, you may be on good terms with that person to an extent, but they may not know how to introduce you to people. You know what I'm saying? Or introduce people to you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like there's been times where, you know, I've been, you know, introduced to people, or I've even witnessed someone be introduced to someone else. And just the way that it's done is so distasteful. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, for instance, this thing with Michael Jordan, let's say he actually introduced Michael Jordan to Tony Kukoc one day. And he was like, Mike, here's this young kid, Tony Kukoc. One day he's going to take over the Chicago Bulls or watch out now. He's going to be gunning for your spot. You know what I'm saying? People say stuff like that. And it's like, That's not how you introduce people to people. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's already starting things off in some sort of competitive, like adversarial nature. And people do it all the time. And sometimes people speak on it. Sometimes people don't. But I think, you know, again, like words are important. Words matter. How you introduce people matters. The like I said, energy is real. So I think it's one of those things where even though people don't necessarily say it all the time, you have to be careful about how you manage those interactions if you're getting ahead of it. This is right now I'm talking about it from the aspect of like, before it's done. But I think if you're in that situation where you're scanning over your life, I do that, you know, often. I feel like we all should. And you're just like, all right, cool. Like, what relationships do I have that necessarily aren't the best? Are there any people that, like, even though I've never said it, sometimes I see them and I'm just like, hey, like the energy ain't all the way right. You know, you know what I'm saying? It may not be anything that anyone else in the world can see or other people will notice, but sometimes, you know, it's just like, I don't know. Sometimes the energy with certain people, it ain't even like neutral. It's just like, eh. It's like, why is that? You know what I'm saying? And you have to take a step back and be like, okay, where did this come from? Why is this like this? And you may be able to recall it. You may go back and like, you know what? Actually, I remember this one situation where this thing happened, or they said something that really sort of rubbed me the wrong way. Or the person that introduced us, I'm not really cool with them anymore. So I'm sort of feeling like, why aren't they cool? Maybe they're doing what that person said. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, these are all things that you have to go through, again, like your mind, and scan and be like, is this real? Is this something that's justifiable? And again, sometimes it might be, sometimes it might not. This isn't necessarily a conversation about that, but I think it is. It's more so a conversation of, you at least want to be cognizant of it. It's something that you want to consciously do to make sure that you're not just sitting out here with, you know, just that energy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to think about anyone without the most, you know, positive energy, or at least a neutral energy, for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And not be able to be accountable for it. And again, it may not even be something that you go to that person about to clear up. Because again, they may not even necessarily know about it. Sometimes they may notice it, sometimes not. But it's something that more importantly, you have to clear up with yourself. And again, it may ultimately change y'all's relationship, because y'all may come across each other. You may, you know, speak to each other online. You may do a few different things differently now that you've addressed it internally. But I think it's important because, you know, like even with this situation with, you know, Kukoc and the Bulls, I don't even remember how the situation eventually ended. I'm not sure if Kukoc wound up like leaving the Bulls after a while, or how long he was there, whatever the case may be. But it was just like, that was a tension that didn't necessarily have to be there. You know what I'm saying? And at this point in my life, when I'm, you know, just noticing, you know, just growth and just different things, it's like, I value peace more than anything. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I think when people talk about, yo, like at this point in my life, I value peace, or I just value whatever, stuff like that. It's like, that's true, but it also starts with you. I think sometimes when people make statements like that, it's like, they look at the world as like, y'all is the ones that's not bringing me peace, so I gotta cut people off. And it's like, nah, sometimes it's that, but sometimes it's like, you gotta change your perspective. You gotta change how you're viewing people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there's relationships that you feel a way about that you should not feel a way about it. And unless you really just pull your guards down, look at that situation and be like, yo, what is this? Why do I feel this way? Is this justifiable? Really? You know what I'm saying? Don't be defensive. Don't be tied to what you thought mattered before. It's just like, yo, like, that don't even matter, man. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That was just something I wanted to share because I think it's important. And I'm literally about to restart this documentary because it was just so many gems in there. But that's one of the things that I think is important as you grow and, you know, just neutralize your life. You know what I'm saying? You sort of disinfect your world, disinfect your mental health. It's like, you know, you gotta scan through these things, and any knots that's left over, any moments, any memories in your life that are a little tangled up, you gotta go at them and you gotta untangle them and be like, what is this? Nothing? All right, cool. Now my hair is that much straighter. My life is that much straighter. So on that note, I hope this helped someone. If it did, awesome. I'll see you guys on the next one. Take care.